Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed. Last night's podcast recording went on what you might call way too long. So we've broken it up into two fun parts. And what's really interesting is that the second half is where we talk about all the things that Apple announced at WWDC. So now I'm recording this to introduce that, which we're releasing first, because order, rules, we're not about that. We're not about that here. That would be a lie if I told you we were. So please enjoy our nonsense. Or don't. I mean, that's really on you, not me. I did my best. It'd be nice if you just appreciated me every now and again. Oh, God.
You know, you try to look around and see if you have anything that you want to talk about for the podcast, this and that. And I came across.
Since when do you do that?
I always do that. It just never works. No, I don't look. I don't necessarily look for news. I just look for like things that happen to me or that I remember or cool topics that we'd want to talk about. It just never works. But yeah, I was looking around today, and I saw a bunch of stuff about iOS 12, and I was so excited. I was like, yes, I'm going to bring up iOS 12. Not that I didn't think Ed would already know about it, but I was like, oh, I don't know if he's going to bring this up. Then I read where all these iOS 12 announcements were made, and I go, ah, fuck, the WWDC, the exact thing that Ed said we were going to talk about this week, last week, is where I'm finding
it. Yeah.
I'm like, great. I didn't even read the article after that. I was so upset.
Oh, I'm going to one-up the stupid doorknob.
No, yeah, I didn't think I was going to one-up you. I was gonna bring it up and surprise you, like, hey, I actually did some research, Ed. And then I was like, ah, fuck. It's the same exact thing you told me to look at. So.
Well, I'm glad that when you thought it was your own initiative, you were willing to take it. But when it was, oh, he said to look at this, you were like, nah, never mind.
I wanted to find a topic. I was like, I got nothing. So.
Did you watch the keynote today?
I did not. I was home with my daughter today, and she decided to cry for 3 hours.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. She was just inconsolable.
Which one?
The baby.
Oh. Okay, that makes way more sense. I thought it was like the older one. I was like, why is she crying? She should be able to verbalize why she's crying.
She cries for like 5 minute bursts and then she gets over it. She's pretty tough.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like a baby crying for that long, that I can understand. Like a baby, me or Dave, that makes sense.
Or a baby stuck with me.
Of course.
Yeah. Or anybody who has to spend more than 5 minutes in a little room alone with Dave.
Or Dave's future child when he finds out he's Dave's child.
when that existential crisis kicks in, you're just like, oh no, I'm going to turn out to be like my dad.
Wait a second. Hold on. That motherfucker is responsible for me? Ah, great.
Well, I better figure out how to change my own diaper now because this guy's going to screw it up somehow. So it's okay, baby. Just remember, Dave has to change his own diaper, so he's pretty good at it.
No, diaper changing, I can get them through the diaper phase. I'm pretty good at that. I have 8,000 nieces and nephews.
That's true. That is true, yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
He has had a lot of...
Anyway, the Apple keynote, I did watch it.
Oh, look at Dave doing his fancy homework. Hey,
the once every 6 weeks I show up, I am prepared.
You are... You are. You do take. You do use those 6 weeks well. And what about you, Val? Did you watch it?
No, but right before the podcast, I got an update about it, and I was really excited about the walkie-talkie thing on the watch, and then found out that my watch won't be able to get it.
Ooh. So, which watch do you have?
I have the original.
Yes, mine will. I have the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll be just getting walkie-talkie messages from me all day, Jeff. It's just going to be like, so, right. Bloop, butts. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, no, it's going to be dope. I cannot fucking wait. I'm going to get the cellular one so that I can really be like Dick Tracy.
I'm so
it's
jealous.
What I've always, it's what I've always night. Wanted.
That's why you have move a yellow trench coat. I know.
Val, move back in with your parents and buy the Apple Watch instead.
It is worth it.
I'd rather not.
All right, so let's go, Ed. Are you well versed in today's announcements?
I might have two pages worth of notes in front of me, so I might be a little prepared.
So can we do the usual and start with the worst?
Start with the worst.
We usually start with your least favorite, least excited, or least significant piece that came out of it.
I think we already did that with the walkie-talkie coming to watchOS. That is a
fuck you. That's your least excited one.
Yes, seriously.
That tells you how excited I am about the other things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that was. I mean, this is all right. Well, let's go.
Please don't get me wrong.
I gotta know.
I'm excited. I gotta as know now. Hell.
We have talked about that for years. If that's your least excited, I need to know.
Yeah. Huh.
Wait, tell me more about this walkie. We can't move away from this. What the fuck am I talking about?
That's why I was hanging here. I figured you'd have...
We can't move on from the walkie-talkie this fast.
I agree.
I need to know a little bit more about it. We know that Val will not be able to use it.
Thanks.
unless she buys a new one.
Which I won't be, so...
Okay, well, listen, that's a this is the choice we make.
I barely use the one I have now anyway.
For shame. No. This is another example of a time where I blindly listened to Ed's recommendation and it worked out very well for me.
What can I say? When it comes to this sort of crap, listening to my blind recommendations are pretty good. I have a pretty good gut.
Hey, listen, I've done it multiple times, and really the only thing, and it's just because I really haven't found good use for it, has been my iPad Pro that I'm not thrilled with.
That was mine!
Yeah, it's the only one, and it's really not that I dislike it either. I think I've found a possible solution to this, and I'm going to give it a shot, and if I do, then I'll love my iPad Pro. So anyway... We'll get back to the WWDC. Can you tell me a bit more about the walkie-talkie watch?
It will, as Val said, it does not work on the Series Zero, which also includes the $17,000 gold watch. So, good choice, anyone who did that, you big idiot. Other than that, it'll work on a Series 1, 2, or 3, and it's just a new function. You hit the app... You choose a person, it'll go bloop, bloop, and then you can be like, hey, look at your butt, and then it'll send it.
Did any of you guys have the Nextel, like the early 2000s, where they're like, doo-doo-doo?
Hell yes.
So my sister would have that one, she'd be like, I'm going to doo-doo-doo you later, and they'll be like, okay. And it's like, doo-doo.
Ask your sister what she used to, so your sister and I are the same, actually, Ed, the three of us are all the same age.
Yeah, you're older than me by 6 months, but it still counts.
Yeah, we all graduated the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way. So ask your sister what it was called. Like, what would you tell somebody when you wanted them to next tell you later? And let me know if she says, hit me up or hit you up.
No. She would say, literally, I will do-do-do you later or do-do-do me later. That's what she used to say.
Oh, I thought you couldn't find the word.
No, that's what she used to say.
That sounds, by the way, filthy.
That sounds very dirty.
That sounds extremely inappropriate.
It's extremely naughty what she did, what she said.
Hey, boy, I'll do you later. Mm-hmm.
I remember everybody saying, you know, oh, hit me up. And I'm like, all right, yeah. You mean walkie-talkie, you motherfucker? I'll walkie-talkie you. Like, these you guys realize what we have here? I had that Nextel when you couldn't next – when you it was like a beeper where you only had a certain range for which you could Nextel people. And then, I don't know, maybe a year after I had it, they expanded it for like a few hundred miles, and I could Nextel from Boston. I was living in Boston at the time. I could Nextel people back home, and it was wild, just wild times.
Changed the game.
I got a question. On this, the Apple Watch walkie-talkie, can you mute someone? Like, if, like, you know, you have a meeting or something? Like, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything about being able to mute someone.
I hope that there's no way of muting it, because I'm going to turn Jeff's life into a walking joke.
Is it Jeff in HR?
Yeah, it's going to be real good. Real good. Listen, you shouldn't say that to your fellow coworker. Boop-a-boop. Yo, who likes to tickle feet? It's going to be stuff like that.
Jeff, this is your doctor. No, there is no cure for micro penis. Oh, thanks. Thanks, doc. Yeah, so maybe I'm not going to get this. I'm just kidding. I have waited.
Just deny it. I've waited
my whole life for a watchy talkie. Nothing's going to stop.
You couldn't possibly deny me, Dave.
No.
Let's try.
No, absolutely not. I would never. This is not a third party app. This is a
built into watchOS 5.
Sweet cream. I can't wait. I'm also excited.
Jealousy's not a good look on you, Val. I gotta be honest. Just kidding. Hey, they're all good looks on you.
Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
By the way, I would like to clarify when I exclaimed fuck you before. That was not a fuck you directed at you. That was more of a like get out of town. I want that to be clear. Because I picked up right away on the fact that you were putting that at the bottom meant that the WWDC was outstanding. And I was just as excited. I don't know. When you play it back, or Dave, when you're editing, see if you catch that intonation in my fuck you to Ed. That's what I meant.
Oh, I understood that's what you meant. And I'm the only one that matters. So it's fine.
Okay. There you go.
I got it.
Val always looks so like mockingly upset at you when you make comments like that.
It's not mockingly upset. She genuinely wants to punch me in the face.
Oh, really?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, don't do that.
Don't do that. He's a nice guy.
That's true. You are a tiny person.
I'm not even that tiny. You're
four towns away.
Yeah, that's also true. They'll also be bringing, relevant to this, they'll have the podcast app on the watch now. So you can, there's now more places you cannot listen to this. That's handy.
Nice. Excellent. I love that they're actually making the watch useful.
Yeah. Yeah. It took them five tries, but they're almost getting there.
Are they coming out with new – oh, they don't announce new hardware at this, right? This is all software because it's developable?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they were going to do something hardware related, but they didn't.
Which they did. Wasn't it like 2 years ago?
Yeah. That was for the MacBook Pros.
Yeah.
That they announced.
Oh, yes.
That everyone hates. That the keyboards stink.
I was going to say that's when they did the MacBook Pro with that stupid bar at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so –
just so you know, this podcast was right on to that. We shit on that bar thing immediately after the
announcement.
Yo, yeah. Ed destroyed that bar the second he found out about it. He bought the MacBook Pro anyway.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't get that one?
I have it, but I didn't buy it. This is my working machine.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. You're right.
I would never spend money on a Touch Bar Mac. Get out of here with this stupid, useless little strip of bullshit. No.
This was pretty much the whole episode when he found out about
it. Oh, yeah.
And that was before I knew that they had the escape button indented in so that it matches the other end, because the other end has the fingerprint reader. So, like, it goes in, but then the escape key doesn't match the end of the keyboard, and it drives me nuts every time I'm typing, and it makes me want to just throw up.
I used to have to sell that.
He's so keyboard. Fucking angry. He's so angry.
Like, two years later.
Val had to sell these things. I would never have been able to do that. She's got way more of a stomach for selling people.
Lying
shit.
To also,
what? Also what?
Also boobs.
That's true. You do have way more boobs than me.
Which is saying
more, like, to be precise.
No, you really want this Touch Bar.
Yeah. Emphasis on the touch part, buddy. Mm-hmm.
You want to buy this for your teenage daughter that's standing right there?
Stinks. Stinks. Although apparently in the new version of macOS, they're going to make it more useful, which is a real high bar to clear. That'll be fun. Get it? High bar? Because it's a touch bar? This whole thing
stinks. It
works on two levels. Good job.
Yeah. I like to, you know, add levels to my
job. Wait, is it really going to be two touch bars?
No.
Oh.
I don't think anybody said that.
No, because I said, is it going to be two touch bars? And you said, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not hear you. Because I would have, if I had heard that, the first thing that would have happened is a Apple Pencil just jammed right into my eye, straight through to my brain. A lightning port side, of course, because, you know, I want to make sure I'm using the part that is the dumbest aspect of one of my favorite things on the planet. So yeah, watchOS, that was, the walkie-talkie is really the big thing. Oh, there will also be, if somebody sends you a link in messages, it'll open up the link in a little itty bitty web view on your wrist, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, YouTube,
you can get a thumbnail version of a website. Woohoo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Remember when the first iPhone came out and they're like, oh yeah, you know, all these smartphones, they do like the baby internet. It's not the real internet. Congratulations. Your watch now has the baby internet that Steve Jobs made fun of in 2007.
The next watch is going to have a little magnifying glass that pops out the side so you can see what the fuck you're looking at. So
we got the Apple Watch Pro. It's just a iPad mini strapped to your wrist.
Wait, there's an Apple Watch Pro?
Oh my goodness.
No.
Oh my goodness.
First of all, if there was an Apple Watch Pro, let's all be honest with each other here, I'd have already bought it.
He would have gotten it delivered, told me to order it, and I would have ordered it.
Yeah, there would have been two of them in this podcast by now. But no, there is no Apple Watch Pro. Thank goodness.
So what else?
Siri getting a lot of love in iOS updates.
They always say that.
Yeah, except this time it's like, it's not like actual things for Siri. It's more like you can. So do you know the app Workflow? I think I've told you about it, Jeff.
Yeah.
And okay. Yeah. So basically it lets you build a whole bunch of automations and shit between apps. It's awesome. I love it. It's how I used my iPad as a computer for a year and a half. Apple bought the company that made that software. And that was bought specifically for the Siri division. So now things with Workflow will tie into Siri. So you can be like, the example they gave was you can set a thing to say, hey Siri, I lost my keys, and it'll ring your tile for you, which isn't an official integration with Siri, but it'll set off a whole chain of events that makes that work.
Amazon is doing that with the Echo as well.
So yeah, I was going to say that's connected to the tile already.
No.
Right, I know.
Amazon, the Echo has the different, you know, Alexa has different skills and everything.
Yep. And you can, do your own.
But yeah, now they have that. You can start building your own skills. That's pretty cool that Siri's going to be able to do it. So they're right on the verge of making Siri semi-useful.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right on the cusp, baby. They are right on the edge of Siri possibly being.
Like 10 years later.
I'm digging it. I am digging that.
Yeah, it's not like they had a huge head start and then just squandered it completely. But you know, whatever, it's fine.
You know, if they want to start, I don't know what the sales on the HomePod are like.
Oh, they're terrible.
I believe the phrase was abysmal.
So making Siri more useful would certainly make the HomePod more appealing. Because I will say, have you guys heard the HomePod?
It sounds awesome.
It's really good.
Have you heard it like in the store? Have you heard it in somebody's home?
Yes.
No, because I don't have any friends that would spend $350 on what amounts to a giant fuzzy Russian cartoon character hat.
It is, if you use it to listen to music, it's outstanding.
The bass on it is amazing.
It sounds incredible.
But that's...
I would put it up against... I would easily put it up against... You know, it's not fair to put it up against the Sonos that's got, you know, 12 tweeters in it. But and against the Sonos that's that size, the Sonos One, I think it is, I would take the HomePod over the Sonos easily. Because the Sonos has... The HomePod does all of that. Plus, if you use, you know, your Apple TVs, if you have, like, the music, Apple Music subscription, any of those things, all of that works in your HomePod. Plus, if you have it in the kitchen, you can talk to Siri and tell it to add things to a calendar, add things to your remind list, add things to a shopping list. So,
well, that's what I'm excited for, the whole, shortcuts thing to do. Because a lot of, I don't really, that's what I've got, like, an actual sound system to listen to music on. I use the Echoes just to do things like turn on and off my lights and all this other crap. If I can do a lot more with Siri and then just also have a awesome speaker built into it. Exactly. That is exactly what I would say. I'd be like, can I have a HomePod achoo? And then they'd be like, what? What does that word mean? It'd be weird.
She sounds like a Disney cartoon sneezing, by the way.
She does. She sounds like a Disney cartoon mouse.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. The cartoon mice were some of the cuter of the animals. Don't you forget it. It's certainly better than, like, the I don't know, geese.
Okay.
I lost track of that joke halfway through, and I just decided not to fail.
I actually saw you losing track of that joke on your webcam.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. I was just like, come up with an animal.
So
listen, they can't all be gold, folks. I'm sorry.
I just enjoyed the fact that I watched that joke disappear right out of your head as you were telling it.
the other exciting thing that'll be coming to iOS and also to macOS is going to be group FaceTime.
Yes, this is. This is the one where they realized, like, oh, we've been fucking up. This is the one. Somebody was like, oh, we have been fucking up.
Now, in your wildest dreams, Jeff, how many people do you think you could get on a group FaceTime?
What device am I using?
Let's go with the iPad Pro. Let's go with the iPad Pro. It doesn't matter. It's the same amount for any device, but
no. What I'm saying, how many would I, you know, how many would I want? I'm trying to think. Hold on, give me one second.
I'm talking about how many people you could have on a group.
I would like six.
Like six, okay. Val, how many would you like on your group?
On my group, probably like six or seven.
How about 32?
Oh, my God.
You can have 32 people on a group.
That's just too many.
That's a small wedding.
Overcompensating.
This is one giant step for phone sex.
Genius. I'm going to figure out.
Now you have, like, phone sex orgies.
Yeah, we have phone gangbangs out there. Dave's going to be on the cutting edge of FaceTime porn and biscuits.
Yeah,
By which you mean people are going to see Dave on FaceTime porn and start cutting themselves? Is that what you're saying?
Aww. Yeah.
Did I say cutting edge? I meant cutting room floor. It's going to be edited out of everything. So this is, I mean, this is awesome. These are all, I think, very, very good updates. And I can't believe the Siri update and the group FaceTime, I am more excited about than the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, see? It's also going to be good because we can stop using 87 different things to try to record a podcast and just use a easily integrated thing.
That's
like FaceTime, and we could get 32 people in.
That's a
32.
So many.
I'm lost.
We could invite every listener we've ever had.
That's great.
No. There's a lot more wiggle room for the ones we've lost, Dave. It's fine. So, Dave, you watch it.
Yeah,
you think?
I'd say so.
Do you agree with me that tvOS is probably the best of the updates?
Oh.
Hold on a second. Before you get.
Go ahead.
Are you done with iOS?
There are something. Oh, there were a couple other things
in the brief blurb that I read about it, that there were a couple other iOS touches that were nice, if not necessarily exciting, but useful.
Well, there is a couple of things in the Photos app that have been updated that are pretty funny. Funny, good. Search suggestions. The one that they brought up was that you could search for things like water sports. So that'll help us find the PP tape very easily. That makes me excited. And so I was watching the keynote, and my mom was in the room, and they were talking about sharing. So you can basically like say, you know, the four of us go out to dinner and we're taking photos for some reason. I don't know why we'd want to document the fact that we're with Dave, but sometimes accidents occur. And we wanted to share those photos because, you know, why should only one of us be miserable seeing Dave hanging out with us? And, you know, it'll give you suggestions of who to share it with based on who's in the photo. And my mom was like, that's just dangerous. And I was sitting there thinking, like, she's talking about a privacy thing. Am I about to have like the long privacy conversation? She was like, no, she works in a high school. It's prom coming up this week. So everybody is starting to hate each other. And getting into like all these frenemy sort of like clashes. So you're going to accidentally share a photo of you like making out with somebody else's boyfriend somewhere. That's what she's assuming is going to happen. Dave making out with somebody else's boyfriend and sending it to that person's significant other. Which I find A, hysterical, and B, extraordinarily likely for most people on this planet.
What?
You say what? You just walked away for 20 minutes and he's like, fill me in, guys.
Wow.
That was not 20 minutes. It was a minute.
You missed my PP tape joke and that was hurtful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll cry that later. There's also a bunch of optimizations for older devices so that they would.
So for like Dave.
Yeah, for like the Daves of the audience. It'll be less of a problem to, I don't know, try to answer your phone instead of your phone crashing and then running off of the
Memojis.
Bridge.
You forgot Memojis.
Trust me, Dave. I didn't forget them. I've been ignoring them.
I figured you would.
Memojis, it's like Animoji. And I got to admit, the demo was kind of charming, but I see myself using this maybe once in life. Possibly to tell Dave to shut his stupid mouth. And you can basically make yourself a animated bitmoji of yourself to add to photos and things like that. It's
useless.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
I'm going to use the shit out of that, actually.
Does it cartoonize yourself or does it like...
No, you choose like your features and stuff and... so I just got a bitmoji of Jeff going ha 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 at me. So Jeff, you have the iPhone 10, right?
I do.
How are we not sending each other Animojis all day long?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, I'll take care of that in a couple minutes.
Okay. iOS also has a bunch of augmented reality stuff, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know if any of it's cool or not. It's probably not.
It was boring, honestly. Okay. The big thing there was, hey, we now have an app to measure things. So congratulations, your $1,000 phone now has the same functionality as a $5 tape measure.
It measures things in 3D, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, super helpful. They did a demo with like Legos and stuff, and you'd think I was into it because I like Legos, but I was really bored, so I stopped paying attention.
But what's the least fun thing you could think of to do with Legos? I'm saying fucking measure them. That sounds terrible. right? Dave, am I wrong?
It really depends on what you're into.
Oh, shit.
I do the Legos with my son. He loves Legos. And they're fun. It's cool to build something. But I can't imagine measuring it being any fun whatsoever. Anyway.
I always used to compare them to certain things. But, you know, I'm almost there.
It was a shame. It was a shame when Dave was like, I'll get to that one brick. I promise.
I'll get there one day.
Dave would use those translucent pieces that you use for like headlights on cars to make himself feel good.
What Lisa doesn't know is every time Dave tries to get freaky deaky, he's just strapping on a Duplo.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's it. Let me get my Mega Block on. So we were talking about what macOS is the final frontier here.
No, tvOS is the final frontier.
Oh, okay. You're right. macOS. Now, are they coming out with a new macOS, or is it going to be, as Dave calls it, Mojambo or whatever? What did he call it?
Dave, what was the name of macOS?
No, Mojube.
Mojube.
No, it was
Mojube.
Mojube. Mojube. Jumbo something. He butchered it.
It doesn't matter what it was. Which is, you know, the desert.
The Mojave Desert. Mojube. That's what his name is. Same thing.
I had a friend call it Mojave. The keyword is had.
I once had a friend who thought a pterodactyl and a petrodactyl were two different things.
Oh, that is unfortunate. That friend was not me.
Fun facts.
When I found that out, it was the greatest moment of my life, and I have never let him forget it.
The best part about that is a petrodactyl is nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
That's not even how it's spelled.
Yeah. There's no
E in between the P and the T.
To be fair, there's no reason for that P to be there.
There's none.
No reason.
There's none. There's the silent P to me is the stupidest of silent letters. Pneumonia?
No. Do you hear a P? Is it Panoma? No. I'm done. Valerie out.
That would have been the weirdest moment for you to just sign off. Just be like,
I really thought she was going to just shut her whole shit down and walk away. I swear, I thought she was getting up. She looked like she was ready to go. So, all right. So, Mojave, what do we got?
The exciting part, dark mode.
Oh, so cool.
Now all the like screens and stuff, instead of being... So now if you do like the dark thing, you can get the dark dock and the dark menu. Now this will have like dark Safari. It's like a DC Comics movie. Everything's just dark and it's phenomenal.
Really?
Well, unlike a DC Comics movie, it's phenomenal. Yeah. But everything's dark, which is like a DC Comics movie.
How do you get to dark mode now?
You don't. It doesn't exist.
Got it.
The only thing you can do is change the dock and the menu, and you do that from system preferences. Under general,
there's a radio button for dark menu and dark and dark menu bar and dock, right?
Yeah, it's a checkbox, not a radio button. But yes.
Oh, is that what it is?
What? Yeah.
radio button, you have to choose one or the other. A checkbox can be on or off.
No, I know. I know. I didn't know that it was. I don't use it. I didn't know that that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, why do you look so confused by dark mode, Valerie?
Why is it a thing?
Because it looks cool. And it's easier to read.
It looks cool. And if you're staring at a white browser window all day.
Yeah, it's called eye.
Having it turned. Excuse me?
Staring at a bright light, especially at a computer, your eyes get really fatigued. Like, I stare at two monitors all day long and I want to shoot myself.
Okay, I thought you said come fight me, not eye fatigue. And I was like, why? Why would you want to fight? Yeah,
why,
this is literally
so heated up about dark
not
love.
Anything. Come fight me, fat boy. I'll show you dark mode. another thing, if you're one of those disgusting sociopaths that keeps all of your files on your desktop.
Who does that?
First of all,
really?
So many
because I was
people,
watching that
Dave.
During the demo, and I was like, who does
I'm gonna,
this?
I'm going to ignore the hand raise from one of
only
us.
Only at work. Because... Only at work, not in personal life.
Okay. See, that I can understand at least, because then, like, why would you put in the extra effort
exactly.
if it's work? But, like, if your personal computer has nothing but all sorts of, like, shenanigans on your desktop, on your lovely Mac desktop, allow it for Windows because whatever. You've got enough shit to deal with that thing. Now it will sort all of your things by file type on your desktop. So that's both adorable and kind of weird to me. Mm. Seems wildly inefficient, but what do I know? I don't keep things on my desktop. Because I'm an anal retentive weirdo.
Yeah.
Well, some people you have to appreciate mental health, okay? And you have to realize that sometimes it's not as easy to search files. And then you go, oh, it's on my desktop. There it is. Copy of this other file.
I like how you framed that as a mental health thing.
I did.
That was
it's my own mental health.
Again, I don't care about if you do it for work, but if you're doing it like, you know. Whew, I'm going to have to go and look at your desktop now, Val. Now I'm thinking you do it on your personal computer.
Whatever
you're getting
you
a little
want to
too, you're getting a little too defensive about it, my friend. Scooch. You're getting one Dave Dick too defensive about it, which is like...
I really hope that's a measurement unit in Apple's new measuring software.
It is.
The smallest they offer.
Yeah, that's the smallest AR measurement that they can do. It's like, oh, that's 1/1000th of a micrometer.
Yeah, I took a picture of my key, and they're like, that is 9 Dave Dicks.
That's a really small key.
Or he's trying to make you feel better about yourself.
Either way.
So, yes, small key.
No, it's a small key.
It's definitely a small key.
It's one of those keys to, like, a diary that a 13-year-old girl would have.
Wait, hold on. This seems wrong.
How many diaries of 13-year-old girls do you have, Jeff?
I just have the key. I don't have any diaries.
He just breaks in the house and steals all the diaries.
Yeah, that's what I think, but apparently he just steals the keys. He's like, your secrets are locked away forever now, child.
Yeah, I'm in my dark mode right now, guys.
I know all your secrets, Whitney.
I am the Mojavo, man who steals the key to your diary.
Well, that would be my porn name, Mojave, the diary thief. So... What TVOS you said was the cream of the crop of the
whoa, let's not try to rush me here.
Okay, sorry.
Jeff. All right, we got to talk about the most important thing coming to macOS, by which, of course, I want to make sure I'm very clear. I am being super sarcastic right now.
Okay.
Super sarcastic. The Stocks app.
Oh, thank God.
iOS.
Thank God.
Is finally coming
to macOS, and they're bringing along the new feature where the Stocks app will also have Apple News in it, because you know what you really needed? Apple News twice.
Yes, thank God. I'm so glad that I will now be able to track the two stocks that I sold like 5 years ago and never updated the app, and I'll be able to also track those on my desktop. So good.
Yeah, you'll also be able to get all of the news notifications where, like, you look at your watch, is like, oh, hey, what happened now? Now those will all be on your desktop too, because Apple News is also coming to macOS. It's another way for your heart rate to be elevated, so your watch has something to do.
God almighty. That's all part of making the watch more useful.
Yeah, that's all part of their, apparently they announced today their multi-year plan to make it easier to port iOS apps to macOS. So,
okay. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. I just, you know, wish it wasn't going to make me crap my pants in fear every time I see a new alert from the New York Times hitting my watch, my iPad, and now my Mac all at once.
One thing that I did enjoy about the iOS update that you didn't mention, probably because it's a small little update, but now the notifications on your phone can be grouped. So, like, you get, like, I know for me, I have like the MLB app, and I get bombarded with notifications about nonsense games because sometimes I am interested. To have them all grouped together, or like score updates for the Yankees, have them all grouped together would be nice.
And you can set them to just skip the lock screen and go right to the notification center.
That's correct. Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
Which will also be nice.
Yeah.
For all the times I get Major League Baseball updates.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
I know.
Cause you know, I do love those Major League Baseballs.
You do. Anyway, go on with your macOS talk.
I think that was basically the long and the short of it. Dark mode is really the big thing where I got.
They were bumping up the privacy browsing or something like that for Safari.
Yes, there is that too. So basically the way certain websites will track you, for our sake of argument, let's call it Facebook. The way that something like Facebook would track you is every time you see a Facebook like button, it's checking your system profile, what fonts you have installed, and all this other crap to build a profile of the computer that you're on so they can follow you from site to site. They're now going to strip all that out in Safari so that basically all Macs look the same, which is going to make it harder for people like Mark Zuckerberg to follow you and then sell your data to unscrupulous people.
That's pretty cool.
And wasn't there one other thing that you were super excited about? Home? Bring home to your Mac? See.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that did cause quite the nipple excitement. The home app from your phone is also coming to macOS, so now I'll be able to control my lights from my Mac, which means I can stop like having to lean over 2.5 inches to touch my phone, which let me tell you that 2.5 inches can be a world of difference. or so Lisa has lied to Dave and said.
She'd beg for a half an inch. Let's be honest.
Oh my God.
That's true. Thank you. Yeah, that was the other thing that really got me revved my engine.
I feel so bad for Lisa.
I continually feel bad for Lisa. That's just how it is.
I've given her the exit ramp plenty of times. She's free to go, but she chooses to stay.
Dave, that sounds like a butt stuff thing. I've given her the exit ramp a lot of times. I don't need to hear about that.
It sounds like some sort of like donkey punch type of thing.
I gave
her the exit ramp right after we did a Cleveland steamer. It was fine.
Yeah, I brought this skank home the other day. Gave her the exit ramp.
Either way, she's free to dump me. She chooses not to.
Yeah, I
must be doing something right, or I'm great at hypnosis.
Or you've got the greatest blackmail of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about tvOS, the thing that makes me the happiest in the world. Because you know what Dolby Atmos is, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounded super certain. You sounded more like you're just winging it. Like, yeah, that's the guy that shrinks down on Arrow, right? The Dolby Atom. Adam. Yeah.
Yes, no, I know. Dolby Atmos is their new, well, I don't know how new it is, but Dolby Atmos is their kind of like updated version of surround sound programming.
Yeah. Instead of just going all around you, it also goes up and down. And that's, you know, a lot of Blu-ray players have that, but no streaming box has that until this fall when the Apple TV 4K gets it. Your boy going to be buying some Atmos speakers. It's going to be ridiculous. Ridiculous! Then I'm going to watch my 4K content with Dolby Atmos all around me, and then I'm going to go, well, how much money did I spend on all this? Why? My soundbar was fine. Oh God. And then I'm going to have an existential crisis, but I'll be excited about it. Dave's also excited because he doesn't have a 4K TV or a receiver that does Dolby Atmos, so he wants it, but he can't do anything about it. Which is like,
yeah,
80% of why I was excited, because it disappointed Dave. And anything.
Okay, thanks for you. That's real nice. You know, I spent this entire keynote. I was like, wow, that'd be awesome if I had a device that could do that. And then the next topic, oh, that'd be awesome if I had a device that could do that. I remember when I used to watch these keynotes and actually be excited because I had the device they were talking about.
Yeah.
I've really fallen behind the times, and it's very sad and depressing. Yeah. It's really
bad.
That
said, though, you do rock that iPhone 3GS like a pimp. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Yeah,
as it looks like a sloppy stone because the black plastic. Yep. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, the phone made me angry. So yeah, those were your updates. Those were your iPhone situations and Mojave.
This is big news. Do you know dates, like release dates for any of this?
They didn't announce any.
Usually is the week after the week before the new phone release. So figure sometime in October, late September, early October.
For all of this, or do you think any of it will come out before that?
No, it won't come out before that. You'll be able to get on the betas if you want to, you know, roll the dice like some idiots who are talking right now always do.
You do love that.
No, it was me. It was me, Val. I was the one who was talking right then and there. So yep, that's what
he's
was
talking
indicating
about himself.
Me. You didn't even say anything. Why would I call you an idiot? It's not like you're Dave, who I just randomly call an idiot just for fun. By the way, Dave?
Even when I'm not here.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. There's some nights where at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I just call Dave and leave him a voice and just be like, you idiot, and then I hang up.
True.
Moron.
It's very romantic.
I wake up, I see a voicemail from Ed, and I think there's something wrong. And then I hear it, and it's that. And I go, oh, he just loves me.
Yeah.
Aww.
What can I say? I'm cute.
You're so cute.
So, Dave, was there anything in the keynote that you were excited about, Dave, that we didn't talk about?
No, I think you covered it all. And
thank God.
Yeah, because like I said, not much could really truly excite me because I'm really going to be able to take advantage of like 1/90th of what they spoke about. My phone might get slightly faster, maybe. Probably not, though.
So as a former Apple professional, Val,
What are your thoughts on all of these Apple announcements and updates?
Well, as I always felt when I worked there, I thought, I can't afford it. And I still know I can't.
That's a reasonable reaction.
The whole thing was, though, you have to, as a salesman, you have to justify why someone would buy this product. You have to tell it to yourself because.
Oh, is that how, because usually when I was doing sales, it was more like, do you want to be the idiot that doesn't have the new shiny thing? Come on. Come on, pony up that credit card. Let's
it's
go.
Basically,
I would just cry and beg.
Same thing that I'm saying.
Dave, did you say you would cry and beg?
Yeah.
It usually your sales works. Method is universal amongst jobs and dating.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I have this iMac, the only reason I have the Apple Watch is because working there and being around the product so much, you want to buy it too because you talk yourself into it eventually. Like, it's reverse psychology.
also the dope ass discount.
Mm.
That I didn't really use.
Yeah.
To be honest.
That was silly of you.
I used it on the iMac and the watch, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah.
But not really, like, on a lot of other things.
So, Jeff, what else you got for me?
Nothing. I'm very excited.
Correct answer was eternal love. Very hurtful.
I thought you meant, like, to talk about.
No, I just wanted you to tell me that you love me. That's all.
Unconditional, unwavering, undying love.
Thank you.
Is Dave, seriously, is Dave asleep? Dave is asleep.